Number 186, sing the first, second, and last verse of this song. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our songs shall rise to Thee. Holy, 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 mercy. God over all the heavenly eternity. Holy, 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 all the things adore Thee, casting down their gold around the crystal, cherubim and seraphim falling down before Thee, who was in our and evermore. Shall praise Thy name in earth and sky and Thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty God over
Let us bow to God in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for everything you've given us. Please help this lesson from Mason to guide us in the Lord's way. And thank you for your son dying on the cross. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Those of you that don't know, I am a huge Star Wars fan. I can tell you everything you want to know about Star Wars, from Jedi Masters to Sith Lords, to fictional planets and faraway galaxies, to the different types of spacecraft that makes the story of Star Wars exciting. But as I watch Star Wars, there are many different themes that always show through, and one of the main ones is the constant battle, good versus evil, the light side fighting against the dark side. As I read my Bible, this same theme holds true for our spiritual lives, good versus evil, the light side versus the dark side. All throughout the Bible, we see that light is associated with God and Jesus, representing goodness, purity, holiness, and truth. In contrast, we also see in the Bible that darkness is associated with Satan, representing sin, fear, and separation. In the few moments we have together tonight, I would like for us to look at a couple of scriptures to remind ourselves how important it is to be on the light side and not the dark side. Passage number one. Turn with me in your Bibles to 1 John 1, beginning with verse 4. Again, 1 John chapter 1, beginning with verse 4. it reads, "And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from sin." From this passage, we can see that without God, we cannot be in the light. It is he that gives us the opportunity to come out of the darkness and into the light. Even though we as Christians are not perfect, we must strive for faithful obedience to him. Once we become a Christian, we will mess up sometimes, but through repentance and trying our best to follow God's word, we walk in the light. When we choose to live in sin and not correct our lives, we walk in darkness. John teaches us in verse 4 that walking in the light brings a joy. The pleasures of this world will not bring us true joy. True joy and happiness only comes through obedience to God and going to heaven after this light. For passage number 2, turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 5, beginning with verse 14. Again, Matthew chapter 5, beginning with verse 14. Here Jesus is preaching the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus says in verse 14, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." God wants us to be lights in a dark world. In Vacation Bible School, we sing the song, "This Little Christian Light of Mine." This song teaches us 3 lessons. 1, we do not need to let Satan blow out our light. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says, "Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." We can be watchful for the devil by studying God's word, participating in attending worship and Bible class, spending time with other Christians, and spending time in prayer. 2, we do not need to hide our light. What good is light if we cover it up? That's what Jesus is talking about in Matthew chapter 5, verse 15. We need to take advantage of opportunities to serve God. We do not need to be like the one talent man in Matthew chapter 25 who buried his talent instead of using it for the benefit of his master. We need to let our light shine by serving others. Our youth group has let our light shine by putting together care packages for our college students and visiting and singing at the nursing home. These things and many others are ways others can see Christ in us. 3, we need to share our light in our neighborhood and throughout the community. Jesus told his disciples in Matthew chapter 8:28, beginning in verse 19, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." Sometimes we may not be able to go to a foreign country to preach the gospel, but we can invite someone to church or VBS with us to study the Bible with them. We can set a good example for others at school or work. We can be honest and friendly to those we meet at the grocery store or soccer game. All these things and others are ways we can shine our light so that others will see the joy of the Christian life. There are many other scriptures and lessons we could discuss that describe our need to be in the light and avoid the darkness. As we read earlier in 1 John, God is light. If God is light, I don't want to be in the dark. I haven't been a Christian very long, and that I still have a lot to learn, but I know that I want to obey God the best I can. What about you tonight? Are you on the light side or the dark side? If you are not a Christian, then you are still in the dark. To become a Christian, the Bible tells us to hear the gospel of Christ, Romans 10:17, believe or have faith in Christ, John 8:24, repent of your sins, Luke 13:3, confess Jesus as the Son of God, Matthew 10:32-33, to be baptized for the remission of your sins, Mark 16:16, then to live faithfully, walking in the light, 2 Peter 3:18. Or maybe you are here tonight and you already are a Christian, but you have fallen back to the dark side. Change your life tonight. Repent of your sins. We want to pray with you and for you so that you can once again walk in the light of God. If you have any spiritual need tonight, please come forward as we stand and sing.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the
seated, please. Tonight is our singing night. We won't be having our Bible class tonight, but it is singing night. Here in just a minute, if Nathan can help me, we're going to put some of our song leaders on the list. All right. Our first two song leaders, Mason is going to be the first song leader. And then Braden will be our second song leader. We're going to let Brandon sing another song. And then you can put my name on there, Nathan. Then we'll have Steve Wallace. And then we'll have Brother Rainey. Mark Day. Will Scott. Is Jeremiah here tonight? I didn't see Jeremiah. Jeremiah's not here. Chris Scott and Mark Parks. Did I overlook anybody that, any of our men that would like to lead a song? All right. Before we have our songs, is there any numbers, that suggestions for our song leaders tonight? 280. 595. 678. 628. 46 in the annex. 26 in the annex. 26 in the annex. 11 in the annex and in the hymnal. 374. 506, 507, I can't hear out of this ear tonight, sorry.
596.
Maybe a few more? 108. All right, we'll stop right there. Mason, I'll let you go ahead first.
I'll be singing number 58 in the annex, Thank You, Lord. Number 58 in the annex, first and second verses. Thank you, Lord, for loving me, and thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole and saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Let us all with one accord sing praises to Christ the Lord. Let us all unite in song to praise Him all day long. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
Number 26 in the annex, Blue Skies and Rainbows. Sing the first and second verse.
Blue skies and rainbows and sunbeams from heaven are what I can see. When my Lord is living in me, I know that Jesus is well and alive today. He makes His home in my heart. Nevermore will I be all alone, since He promised me that we never would walk. Green grass and flowers all blooming in springtime are works of the Master. I live for each day. I know that Jesus is well and alive today. He makes His home in my heart. Nevermore will I be all alone, since He promised me that we never would part.
We'll try 507. 507. 10,000 angels. We'll do the first, second, and last verse of this song. 507.
They bound the hands of Jesus in the garden where He prayed. They led Him through the streets and shame. They spat upon the Savior, so pure and free from sin. They said, crucify Him, He's to blame. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set Him free. He could have called 10,000 angels, but He died alone for you and me. Upon His precious head they placed a crown of thorns. They laughed and said, behold the King. They struck Him and they cursed Him. and mocked his holy name. All alone he suffered everything. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. Shame he took alone, and when he cried, "It's finished," he gave himself to die. Salvation's wondrous plan was done. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for you.
596. We'll sing the first and last verse of this hymn. 596.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the street of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to cleansing flood.
Number 280, 280. It is well with my soul. We'll sing all three verses. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul, my sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul, and Lord, haste the day when the face shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well, it is well with my soul.
Number 228, The Way of the Cross Leads Home. 228.
I must needs go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this. I shall ne'er get sight of the gates of life if the way of the cross I miss. The way of the cross leads home. The way of the cross leads home. It is sweet to know as I onward go. The way of the cross leads home. I must needs go on in the blood-sprinkled way, the path that the Savior trod. If I ever climb to the heights sublime, where the soul is at home with God, the way on the cross leads home. The way on the cross leads home. It is sweet to know as I onward go, the way of the cross leads home. Then I bid farewell to the way of the world, to walk in it nevermore. For my Lord says, come, and I seek my home, where he waits at the open door. The way of the cross leads home. The way on the cross leads home. It is sweet to know as I onward go, the way of the cross leads home.
It's not up there, but I know a lot of people like it. Let's turn number 533. 533. The new song. Let's stand for this song, please. Stretch our legs a little bit. We'll sing the first and the last stanza.
It thrills my soul to hear the songs of prayer we mortals sing below. And though it takes the parting of the ways, yet I must onward go.
Precious life crown that I may own and wear. I want to hear that mighty chorus sweetly sing. I want to was born. Yet he who walked the Galilean coast sometime was sad forlorn. He left the earth to send the Holy Ghost to guide us till that morn. They sing in heaven a new song, a Moses and the Lamb.
To hear the angels singing, to bid me welcome to mansions bright and fair.
To hear the glad hearts ringing with voices blending rich and rare. To see the Master bringing a
precious life crown that I may own and wear. I want to hang it and mighty chorus sweetly sing. I want to hang to hear it swell and ring.
Please be seated.
We're going to do More Than Conquerors. This is not in the book, but this is per Mark Park's request. And while he's getting that up there, I'm thankful for everybody that's able to come together and worship our God, these young men using their talents to do that, Alyssa using her talent to write songs. It's a healthy congregation when everybody can contribute in ways like this. And so I'm thankful. Why do you guys need me? I don't know. Okay. You were thinking that all the time, aren't you? Okay. Let's sing More Than Conquerors.
Sometimes we can see the sun for the rain. Sometimes we can seem to rest for the pain. Sometimes it seems like love is hard to find. Sometimes we can see the hope for despair. Sometimes it seems like there's no one who cares. But never forget the one who's always there. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Through him who's always loved us. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We are more than conquerors. Through him who's always loved us. And nothing can separate us from the love of God. There is a time to be born and to die. There is a time we can laugh, we can cry. There is a time to gain and to lose. Time to keep silence, a time to dig up. There is a time to break down and build up. A time for every purpose under heaven. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Through him who's always loved us. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We are more than conquerors. Through him who's always loved us. And nothing can separate us from the love of God. And he hath said, he will never leave nor forsake us. And he has said, he goes to prepare us a home. For we are more than conquerors. Through him who's always loved us. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We are more than conquerors through him who's always loved us. And nothing can separate us from the love of God.
Turn to number 512. 512. We'll do the first and last verses.
Faith of our fathers living still, in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Oh, how our hearts beat high with joy whenever we hear that glorious word. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Faith of our fathers, we will love both friend and foe in all our strife, and preach thee too as love knows how, by kindly words and virtuous life. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death.
Turn over number 165. We're going to sing first verse of number 165. First verse only.
Hark, 'tis the shepherd's voice I hear, out in the desert dark and drear, calling the sheep who've gone astray, far from the shepherd's fold away. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the little ones to Jesus.
Number 678. Let's do the first verse, number 678. You know, after having so many good song leaders ahead of you, and we are very blessed. Can you want to?
I am weak, but
Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk, dear Lord, close to Thee. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea.
Announce the song, I want to mention a couple of things in case you can pick up on what Mark said. Alyssa was the author of that song, We Were More Than Conquerors. And that's been, Alyssa, would that have been 8 years ago or something? Been quite, I think pre-baby, wasn't it? And she's working on another song, was on patience and endurance, that is not published yet, but I think it's a wonderful song and I think it's great. Also, it's good to have Amber with us this evening. If you can't figure out which one it is, this one's not sitting close to the husband there. But it's good to have her and her sister Errol with us this evening. Number 595, this is a favorite song of mine. I never tried to lead it. I've sung it a lot in my car or listened to YouTube, but I'm going to try a verse of this, and if I can't make it through, then we'll try another one. And the second verse of this reminds me of the new baby that was just born next door with that's still over there. He hasn't come over to visit us yet, but Brandon, his parents are here, but he's still at home. So number 595.
God sent His Son, they call Him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior. Gives way to victory. because he lives. All fear is gone because I know he holds a future, and life is worth the living just because he
thankful for our song leaders tonight. And, you know, Nathan Parks doesn't get enough credit, but he's flipping those slides back there pretty quick. So doing that on the fly, we appreciate him. Let's stand for the first verse of Jesus Loves Me, number 108. We'll sing this verse, and then I'm going to ask Brother JC if he would lead us in a closing prayer. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Let us pray. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings of life that you've given us. We thank you for our Savior Jesus, who died for our sins. Lord, thankful for tonight's service. Thankful for the young men that led songs and prayers and for Mason's good lesson. It's comforting for us to know that these young men will be leaders in the future. We thank you, Lord, for the many that work with them. We thank you for the congregation, for the missionaries that are in the fields working diligently for you. We ask that you'll be with them. Be with those that have lost loved ones, those that are ill and not able to be here. For it's in Jesus' name, amen.